Welcome to Rialaron International Ministries Incorporated with Anne Elizabeth, where real people meet a real God.
Welcome to Rialaron. I'm so glad that you have joined me today. We are going to be looking at a very important subject called wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, we need to learn what that is. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. We know actually what he has said in the Bible, and we believe what he has said to be true. And therefore, we live out of that wisdom intelligently, not as a fool, and throw our lives away into the eternal abyss, flames of fire, as we jaunt through life in the casino of life. And we throw our souls away as we grab all the pleasures of sin for a season while we're here. So let's take a look at this. In Psalm 103:19, it reads, "The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." That's Psalm 103:19. We can see where the very top of life, the very top of life is not Mount Rainier. The very top of life is not the highest cloud. The very top of life is not the stars and the galaxies and Mars and Pluto and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Jupiter. It is the throne of Almighty God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1 tells us, in the beginning, God created. It doesn't tell us before Genesis 1:1. Where did God come from? Do you see? That's a mystery. What is the past of God? Do you see? When I saw the Lord, I asked him that. I said, how did you evolve? When I was talking to the Father, he didn't answer me. He said, "I've given you a book to read called the Bible, and I have revealed this knowledge to the earth for this season of their existence, and they must read, apprehend, apply, and keep in order to enter into the celestial city." Heaven is the name of that place when they exit the earth. And that was the end of the conversation. But we know that his throne is above all of his creation. It is above Jupiter. It is above Mars. It is above the red light district in Europe. What a horrible place. It is, his throne sits above the Supreme Court in the United States. So as you're sitting there in the Supreme Court, which means the top court, the supreme, the one with the most dominion over the earth, over the United States, the Supreme Court, there's a judge that sits above you. So you need to look up and see his throne above his entire existence. And you will answer to his throne as you sit upon your temporary seat called the Supreme Court. When we all come to the realization and we deal with the facts of life and say, "You are God alone, and you have communicated to us what you want us to know in the Bible, and we need to base our lives out of that Bible, and we will receive good from you or evil from you. We will receive heaven from you or hell from you based upon what we do with you." Okay, that is wisdom, and we need to come to wisdom in order to be safe. So we know that his kingdom rules over all. It's not the LGBT community. It is not the homosexual agenda. It is not the abortion agenda. It is not the agenda that is wanting to go into the schools in the United States and teach our children that they were born in the wrong body. This isn't proper. This is not God. And whoever rules in favor of anti-God will find themselves fighting against God. And when you come into a war against God, you will lose, because God will annihilate what gets in his way that destroys his creation. This is the God of Abraham. This is the God of Isaac. And this is the God of Jacob. as found in the Bible. Wisdom is very, very important. In the Hebrew, it is the word chokmah, and it means piety towards God, reverence towards God, respect towards God, because God deserves the respect of his creation. He sits on top of the whole existence, and he rules over all, Psalm 103, as we just read. And piety is purity. He wants a people that are pure underneath him so that they can inherit good from him. He wants a people that are devoted to him and to his word and to their fellow man. He wants a people that are holy, without spot or wrinkle, that walk underneath his throne, that is on top of it all, as they walk down the straight and narrow with him through life into glory. He wants a people that are godly as he is. You know, Hebrews 12:14 tells us that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. They will see him and he will say, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. That's found in Matthew chapter 7. So we need to really understand the fact that we as the human race need wisdom. Psalm 106:3 reads as follows. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that does righteousness at all times. It's amazing, the word judgment. You know, it's so misunderstood. That's why there's so much iniquity. I was with a girl yesterday, and she was telling me about another girl that I hadn't seen for a long time. This girl is not a Christian. This girl was on the path of destruction, where it is wide, and many people are on that path going into destruction, as the Bible tells us. Because Jesus says very few people find the road to life, which is straight and narrow. She was on the road to destruction, and all of a sudden, a very young girl, probably 30s, maybe, she was a very avid exerciser. She took very good care of her flesh. She ate right, and she exercised, and she was very pretty, very popular, but very lost. And her heart blew up at that age. And it exploded, the blood exploded down underneath the heart, because if the heart would have exploded, the artery would have exploded it up, she would have been gone. And her last breath on earth would have been her first breath in hell for all eternity. I had been praying for her a very long time, and come to find out, she had to go in the hospital, and God saved her to give her a second chance. And I'm praying that she comes to the fact of her mortality and the fact that we are all here for a temporary season of our existence, and then we fly into forever and we land in either heaven or hell based on what we did with the one on the throne and the book that he's given creation to eat and to live by. That is wisdom. And, you know, God allowed things to happen in her life to bring her to salvation. So as she's laying in there in bed and her whole life has had to change, may she look up and realize that she was rescued from dying to have salvation. Isaiah 42:1-4. God sets judgment on the earth so that people will come to truth and hopes of victory. It's like the coronavirus. Everybody's taking the mask and putting it on their face, and they want to be saved. They don't want to die. Many people are afraid to die, and you should be afraid to die if you're not right in Christ. And if you're not right in Christ, just say this prayer after me. Father, forgive me. I have sinned against heaven and earth, and I ask you to wash away my sins in your blood. I ask you to come into my life and give me the power to become your son, to become your daughter. I want to take the bread of life, the word of God, and to eat it daily and know what it says and have wisdom, which is the fear of the Lord, meaning this is what you said would happen and this is what is going to happen. That is wisdom, the fear of the Lord, and begin to live your life in righteousness. And you don't need to be afraid to die if you're right in Christ. But if you're not right in Christ today, you need to get right in Christ, because you would split hell wide open and end up in a lake of fire eventually for all eternity. You know, King David, he was a man after God's own heart, the Bible tells us. He was picked by God to be the king, the ruler, the overseer of all the souls of Israel because of his concern for them. He was the only one that when he saw Goliath, the Philistine, coming and wanting and taunting the Israelites to attack them and take them down so that the Philistines could take Israel and make them their slaves. Do you see? And little David comes out there with his lunch, and his brothers made fun of him, and this one made fun of him. But David cared about the people, and he said, I can do this, I can do this. And he went out there with God and took that giant down. And so he understood that with God, all things were possible. David did not fear man. He feared and understood God to the best of his knowledge at that time. And he ran out there and he took down Goliath. That's why God groomed him and made him and molded him into a king so that he could oversee Israel. But David was a very wise man. David kept himself from sin, the Bible tells us, because the judgment of God was before his eyes. He did not take the judgment of God and take it to the side and just put in grace. See, God is grace, but God is still judgment, okay? God did not get rid of judgment or correction. He will correct his people. He will judge his people so that he doesn't have to condemn you with the world. Proverbs 11:21 tells us, though hand join in hand, we see the sinful couples walking out of the courtroom as they took the woman down with her children and took all the money and threw them underneath the bus. Though hand join in hand as they're walking out as the couple in their nice suits and ties with the best attorney money can buy, as they stole from the woman that worked all of her life for the money, and the money for her kids and her father and everybody else. Though hand join in hand, and they were looking good at the time, they shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Though hand join in hand, so everybody's getting strength and they're all coming together and they're doing sin, they will be punished. We can look at Sodom. We can look at the gay homosexual agenda, okay? You want to make your agenda legal, and you want to saturate it over the earth to make yourself feel better and raise yourself above the throne of the Most High God. It will never work, because one day you're gone, and you will sit at his throne, and he will judge you. And if you haven't repented of your sin and worked your life in righteousness, you will be sent to an eternal lake of fire. You will not rule God. And we know that God got his gutful as he looked at Sodom, where hand joined with hand and they had parties, and they were filthy people. Filthy, perverted, sexually depraved people that practiced all kind of sexual immorality, including homosexuality. And God burned it to the ground. It's the same God. He's the same God that he was yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday in Sodom, today in the 21st century, and forever. He still judges sin. He said, I've come to destroy the works of the devil. Okay? He's still the same Jesus. Even though you might have your own version of Jesus in your church that you've erected to make yourself feel better about your sin and to ward off the convictions of God, who by his kindness is trying to lead you to the cross to repent and to throw down your sack of sin and exchange it for a life of righteousness in Christ. The only sane and correct course to take in life is one of respect, godliness, and repentance. For Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 14 tells us, for God shall bring every work into judgment. Every work will be judged by God. with every secret thing. Every secret thing will be judged by God. It's amazing all the secret sins that people carry around like they do their backpacks, okay? They carry all kind of secret sins. You know, we can see the guy that's driving home from work. His wife is at choir practice, and he sneaks into the bar to watch the strippers. And we can see him pulling off to the side over here, getting some crack. She has no idea what's going on. Do you see? Or we can see the company that one of the employees is stealing and undermining the other company. We can see all the people going into the courtroom and swearing to tell the truth, and so help me God, in lying all the way through. And you might have got by with that. Maybe you've turned in documents of your accounting records to the judge in your divorce, and you and your cohort, your adultery partner, racked up all the false numbers so that you wouldn't have to pay alimony to the woman that worked beside you night and day for many, many years. Maybe you walked out and hand joined a hand, crook held the hand of the other crook, and you think you've gotten by because the years have gone by and you're still okay. But sin will be punished, or it will be forgiven if repented of. And when we repent, we say, God, I did wrong, and now I'll do right. You see, it's not just, hey, God, I did wrong, and we just keep on living with the wrong we did. Hey, God, I did wrong, and now I'm going to do right. And now, Jesus says, salvation has come to your home because you've repented, right? We need to take God seriously, and we need to take what he has said seriously. I was awakened, so to speak, in a shockingly manner back in 2001 as God lowered me as a Christian into the place called hell underneath the earth, where the rebellious and the sinful live forever. And they actually burn forever. There's no living down there or a hair salon. Okay, there's no pool halls and strip clubs. There's no activity down there except screaming and tormented pain. So you don't want to go, but God seared me as I sat in hell as a born again, spirit filled Christian, thinking that I was going to enter heaven without any problem because I was just raised on grace without repentance. Do you see? And so Hebrews 12:15 tells me, don't fail grace. Okay? God is grace, and he's with us all the time, and he works with us, and he understands our emotions and our bad moods, and I don't want to do this, and I don't feel like doing that, or whatever the case. And he gets us to where we need to be. But we don't want to forsake God and embrace sin. Do you see? Forsaking God, pushing God away and embracing sin and having a lifetime, and we stay in that where we have forsaken God and we embrace sin and we die, we'll enter into eternal fire. We'll split hell wide open, literally. And so that is the red button, so to speak, that God wants to touch, that those who are Christians that live in this unclean kingdom, they do iniquity and they claim Christianity, they will not enter into eternal life, but they will be thrown into eternal fire, period. Because sin isn't coming back in heaven. It was thrown out of heaven. Satan was thrown out. Adam and Eve were escorted out. It's not coming back. It's not coming back. So make sure that your sins have been washed away. And the only agent of cleansing is the blood of Christ, not Yom Kippur. You know, I was listening to a lady from Israel explain to a Christian the other night why they don't have the sacrificial system that Moses and Aaron set up. Why they do not kill the animals and shed their blood for the remission of their sins. And she says, oh, we've done away with that. We. See, so she put herself above the throne of God. We've done away with blood sacrifice. But it's interesting, God did away with that system, and he resurrected a new system in the New Testament. It's the blood of his son. the blood of his son, the Passover lamb. Jesus Christ died on a cross and shed his blood to remit the sins of the ones that would come to him and say, Jesus, I realize that I need my sins washed away and I need to come into your kingdom underneath your throne and submit to you every single day of my life and repent when I need to and work out my salvation with fear and trembling as I enjoy your presence, where I look forward to the covenants of promise for the joy set before me, right? Full of hope, full of love, and full of joy. Okay? In Jesus' name, amen. We know that the main key for people being destroyed is a lack of knowing truth, right? Because truth has been so watered down and tainted. There's such a war over truth. Jesus says, sanctify them by the truth. John 17:17, cleanse them. My word is truth. And so we don't want to be destroyed, as Hosea 4:6 clearly tells us that we will be if we don't know truth and we have to pick up the Bible for ourselves. King James Version's the one that I study out of. It's straight up. There's no parentheses. There's no watering it down. And you can dig into more understanding through the Hebrew lexicon and the Greek lexicon, as the Old Testament originated in Hebrew language, and the New Testament originated in the Greek language. So we want to make sure that we keep ourselves clean and that there's no sin that remains in our life. And sin always results in death. And we must be a people of purpose that want to know and obey God. And it says in Ecclesiastes 12:13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the writings of Solomon. Fear God. And we know that Solomon didn't always do as he wrote, don't we? Solomon was a fool. He was wise, but then he turned into a fool as he turned against God's commandments and he embraced the flesh and the devil and the seductions of the world. He went and he married Egypt. He didn't keep himself free from the world and intermarry. And then he set up their own gods, all of his wives. He became a fool. But he did say some wise things. He said, fear God, which he didn't, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. And Solomon is a warning to us. You know, he saw the Lord. He saw the Lord, but yet he denied the Lord with his life and his existence. His existence went the other way. But that's the whole matter of mankind, is to fear God and keep his commandments. But we know many people, they travel through life, and we can see the different kinds of people, the ones that understand and know and have excellence, intelligence, integrity, stability, sanity. Do you see? And they're blessed people on the earth. And then we can see the other people that have said no to God. No. And we can see them. They have bad finances. They have bad health. They have bad relationships. Nothing they do works out, or they're always climbing the ladder and they have a vodka bottle in one hand and maybe a pill popping in the other, or whatever addiction they have to keep themselves running through this place called life until they leave, right? We know many of them check out, so to speak, mentally with their meditation and their yoga, and they chant to their demons, okay? And they've taken God down off the throne, and they look up and they see themselves on the throne as they've erected their own life above the life commanded by God. This is utter foolishness, and it is the exact opposite of wisdom. And we know that 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9 has told us that those who do not know God and those that do not obey God will suffer under the vengeance of God in eternal fire. And those very clearly spells that out. Those that don't know God. See, but I know God. You know, I talk to God every day. I heard a lady on the news feed last night. I couldn't believe my eyes what I was listening to. A very popular country western singer, and she claims to be a Christian, but she has spent her life singing not gospel tunes, but she's been in the world. She's kind of has one foot in Christ and one foot in the world. And now her goal is before she passes, her goal is to be on the cover of Playboy magazine. Okay. So you can understand by this woman's fruit that she does not have wisdom, because if she did, she would have departed iniquity as Christ commands us to do when we become his people. Departing iniquity. We don't have on top of our bucket list to want to be the Playboy magazine cover. Do you see that? That is lewd, and that is wrong in the eyes of God, for God is holy. The angels fly around his throne, Revelation 4:8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He's pure and undefiled, and he expects us to become that. We are to grow into his image. Holy, holy, holy is what we are to become. Not the desire before we die to be on the cover of Playboy magazine. It tells me that she's not reading her Bible. You know, God is triune, Matthew 28:19. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know by John 1:14 that he's love, he's grace, and he's truth. See, God in his grace came to me. It is who he is, to help, to reach down, to pull up, to pull out of sin and up in life. That's who God is. And he's there every day doing the same thing. He's consistently full of grace, but he's also consistently full of truth. But we don't read the truth. The word of God is truth. So we therefore are deceived, like this supposedly Christian woman that wants to be on the cover of Playboy magazine. She doesn't have truth, nor does she probably renew her mind on a daily basis with truth. So now she thinks that's okay with God. Do you see? Do you see how loony that is? So we need to know God, don't we? As we just read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 7 through 9, we need to know God and then what? Obey God. Know and obey God. And when we mess up, I'm sorry, God, right? Because he actually means what he says. We're not Eve. We're not going to sit in the garden party with Satan and say, when he says, did God really say it was okay? I mean, do you think God really has a problem with her being on the cover of Playboy magazine? I mean, he made the body. Do you see? Well, God is holy and God is moral and God is not filthy, depraved, and perverted. God put clothes on Adam and Eve before they left the garden. Okay. And he expects us to keep our clothes on. And not cause people to lust. Not cause people to lust after us and cause them their life. Because if a man looks at a woman and commits adultery in his heart, he's an adulterer. Or if a woman looks at a man, you know, they have Playboy for men or whatever it is. But, you know, where the guys are all naked. It's just crazy. Why don't we keep our clothes on and obey the one on the throne? But if a girl looks at a guy that's naked and lusts after his body, she's an adulterer. And so she's broken a commandment, okay? She's broken commandment number 7. And Jesus said, if you want to enter into eternal life, if you want to come up to heaven, you have to obey my commandments. Do you see? Do you see the problem? Do you see the problem? The problem started when the word of God has been taken out of the Christian on a daily basis. Do you see? Just a little slow fade. Maybe you didn't get to read your word today because you were in a hurry, or you got up late because you were angry at God because you didn't want to do what he told you to do the night before, because you were upset about the way your future looked. But God changes the future. Every minute your future changes because he's the creator. But you already assumed by looking at the picture, that picture would stay the same as the months go by. So you got mad at God. You slept in. You didn't get up to do what you were supposed to do. So you didn't have time to read the word. Okay. And that happens day after day. And the next day you got up late because the alarm didn't work. Right. And it's a slow fade. It's a slow fade where the word, the devil will take the word from you. And the word is what keeps you in right relationship with God, because you'll know what is right and what to embrace. and you'll know what to reject and keep away from you, because sin is death. When you sin, you allow the devil into your life, and he will destroy your life. He will destroy your life, your health. He will destroy your finances. He will destroy your relationships. He will destroy the purpose and the plans and the destiny that God has for you, because he is a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That is his title. He's a murderer and was from the beginning, John 8:44, and there is no good in him. All good is in God, and all bad is in the devil. Good night.
Rielleron International Ministries Incorporated appreciates all of its faithful covenant partners and wishes each and every one of you a beautiful life with Jesus. Please visit Rielleron today at www.rielleron.org.